Thursday, sitting in a chair. Please make sure your shoes are off and you are wearing clothing that you can move in. Sweat clothes are best. Please remember to do all movements in this activity slowly and carefully. If you go too quickly without really paying attention, you can miss the important details that will totally change everything about the way you feel and move. Please stand with your arms at your side. Is it comfortable to stand? Do you think you could stand for a long time without getting tired? Imagine sitting in a chair. Would that be more or less comfortable? What is the shape of your spine as you stand? If you can't feel the shape, what part of your body do you notice the most, or do you notice at all? Your feet? Your pelvic region? Your hips? Your ribs? Your shoulders? Your head? Please sit in a chair with a straight seat, like a kitchen chair. Please do not use a recliner or a sofa. If there is a lot of padding on the seat, please remove it or find another seat. You may put a yoga mat or some firm foam down if it is uncomfortable to sit on a hard surface. With your hands resting on your thighs, please imagine that you are going to look to the left, but don't do it yet. When you do, you're only going to go as far as is easy and comfortable, and you're going to notice what you see when you reach the limit of your easy turning. Go ahead, turn and notice what you see. Please return to the center, and then turn to the other side, slowly and gently. And before the turning starts to become an effort, notice what you see. The limit of your easy turning may actually only be a few inches. That's okay for now, because we'll be able to notice an improvement in the area of easy turning later. Please lift and lower your right sits bone, your butt bone, just an inch or so from the seat, a few times. Is it easy to make this movement? As you're lifting it, can you turn to the left easily? And as you lower it, can you return to center in a smooth, coordinated way? Please repeat this movement on the other side, lifting your left sits bone while you turn to the right. Is it easier on this side or more difficult? What's more difficult, turning while lifting or coordinating the two movements? Please rest for a second. Please cross your right knee over your left knee. Please turn slowly and smoothly towards the left. Without pushing, do you go farther with your legs in this position? Not as far, or about the same? Please cross your left knee over your right knee. Please turn slowly and smoothly towards the right. Without pushing, do you go farther with your legs in this position? Not as far, or about the same? Please rest for a second. Please repeat the movement you did earlier, lifting the right sits bone off the chair while you slowly turn to the left. Is it easier to do this movement now? Is it more coordinated? Please repeat the movement you did earlier, this time lifting the left sits bone and turning to the right. Again, has anything changed? Is one side still easier than the other? Please rest for a second and see what parts of your body you are most aware of at this moment. Is it the feet? The pelvic region? The hips? The ribs? The shoulders? The head? Please turn slowly and smoothly to the left. Do you find that you can still go farther than you could before without pushing? Are you doing something new with yourself as you turn that is making it easier? Please turn slowly and smoothly to the right. Again, is it easier? Do you have a better sense of what turning really means? Please stand, hands at your sides. Are you noticing the same parts of your body as before? Do you notice the shape of your spine better now? Have a great day.